Doctors say Malala Yousafzai is in critical condition after being shot by Taliban gunmen. Malala is the face of girls' education in Pakistan. Her father, Zaudeen, ran a girls' school in the Swat Valley, but in 2009, the Taliban announced they would forcibly close all girls' schools. Malala was forced to quit, and her dream of becoming a doctor went as well. Instead, as she told filmmaker Adam Ellick, she would become the politician her father wanted her to be.
I have a new dream. So I thought that I must be a politician to save this country.
Why did you change this dream?
Because there are so many crises in our country, so I want to remove these crises and to save my country.
She became a sensation with a blog on the BBC, a meeting with Ambassador Richard Holbrook. Then on Tuesday, Taliban gunmen boarded a school bus, asked for Malala by name, and shot her. Adam Ellick is with the New York Times. His documentary is Class Dismissed, The Death of Female Education. And Adam, you must be devastated.
I always knew that there were great risks facing them. I think that's no secret to anyone. But the reality of it is still setting in, and it's quite chilling. It's funny, whenever we spoke about death, which was quite often, we always spoke about Zaudeen being the bullseye and him taking the risks, and will they target him? And we knew that they wanted him, and he used to always sort of dismiss it and just say, we live with death, we have a different notion of death than you in the West. It just never occurred to any of us that Malala would be a victim as well.
Have you spoken to her family? And, you know, we're wondering how they're doing, but also if, you know, maybe her father regrets, you know, she was so heroic, but now I'm wondering if he thinks he should have hidden her instead.
I haven't spoken to him this week, but I've been in touch with very close family and friends. I've just been told that he is really, really anxious and nervous and depressed, probably is, in his own little world right now.
Well, and understandable. Meanwhile, we see pictures of supporters outside the hospital, you know, just hundreds of people gathering. There was a picture prominent in the paper today of a little girl. She had to be maybe 7 or 8 on someone's shoulders holding up a picture of Malala, her heroine. You just can't help but wonder, what about that little girl's safety? I mean, tell us more about this division. The state in Pakistan backs education for girls. The Taliban doesn't. Who's got the upper hand here? It would seem as if the Taliban does after the shooting.
I think it's important to look at this within a 3-year context. When I first went there to make the film, the Taliban were ready to shut down girls' schools, and they did. And 50,000 girls lost their education. And because of outrage and public support around the country, the military went in and fought a war there for basically 6 months. And they forced out not only Malala and her family, but about 2 million other families. And when everyone returned, Swat was relatively peaceful. As a result, girls were going to school and people were relatively happy. What's so surprising about this is the timing of it. I mean, it happened at a time when I think Swatis are more comfortable than they've been in years. And I think Malala and Zaudeen embraced that new comfort and felt more emboldened than ever before. You ask who has the upper hand, and it's a poignant question. The Taliban are a violent, invisible minority. They live amongst the people. They are their neighbors. They don't represent most people. But when they decide to make a statement, it's violent. And as we've seen this week, there's no way to really counter it.
Do you regret having put her in the spotlight?
You know, I had a very difficult conversation yesterday with the Pakistani journalist who I made this film with. We talked a lot about what kind of role and responsibility we play in this tragedy. We didn't really come to any conclusion, and I think it's something that we need to sort of nibble on for a while. When I met Zaudeen, he was a very prominent local education activist. And I was trying to convince him not to make this film because I thought it was too dangerous. And he was insisting that it has great potential. And he basically assured me that the Taliban already know who he is. So in that sense, I feel like I don't carry that much guilt. But on the other hand, I am part of a system that over time gave the family more and more confidence, and that encouraged them to speak out more and more. And as a result, they probably infuriated the Taliban.
Well, let me rush to say, without your film, a lot of people wouldn't have known about the problems in the country and about her, and so you immortalized her as well. Adam Ellick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take a quick break. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.